Hello, it's Adam.
Hi, this is Journey. I'm calling from the emergency roadside service with Mercury. Hi,
Yes.
I was calling to get the damages on your vehicle so we send the correct tow truck out there.
So the actual tech that's in it is meeting with the police officer right now. So what he told me is that the car, it's a Ford F-150. He said it's not drivable. What happened is somebody was on the freeway and was swerving all over the place and hit the front, like, tire, front quarter panel, like right up by the front fender, and that the tire and the wheel are bent.
Which
And
tire
so
is that?
That part I don't know, other than it's one of the fronts.
Okay, we'll just have them
So
prepared.
it's gonna need to go on a stake bed. You know what I
A
mean?
stake
That's gonna
bed.
be
Okay.
a stake bed, a flat bed. It's gonna need to go on
A
a
flat
flat
bed.
bed. You know what I
Okay.
mean? It's not gonna be like, And then he's all the way in West LA. So, and then where it's gonna go is closer back to my shop to get identified to see. It's an older vehicle, so I don't know if it's going to be totaled or what they're going to
Okay. Do you know if the vehicle would go into neutral?
Yes, it's still, the transmission still functions because he was able to just, like, even though the wheel was all bent up, he still was able to just push it off the freeway. So that tells me it still functions.
Sure. Also, what color is the vehicle?
It's a white work truck.
Okay.
It
What
does have material in the back.
okay. Were the police still on the scene?
I think they're interviewing him now.
Okay. And will he still be with the vehicle when the tow truck comes out there to pick it up?
Yeah, he's stuck there. So we're kind of
Okay.
waiting. Yeah.
Okay. One more moment. Okay. It says on here that you're on the I-10 freeway. By National, is National like a street?
Yeah, National Boulevard. I have a location, but
Okay.
he dropped a pin for me, so I don't know if I could send that to you somewhere or
Are they coordinates or is it an address?
let me look. Let me see.
Okay.
It's coordinates.
Okay, there's not a way for you to send them to me, but if you could give them to me verbally, I could put them in the map.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay.
So he's on National Boulevard, and it looks like a freeway off ramp, off of the 10 freeway.
Okay. I will type that into the map. One moment.
And I can see that there is a, like, a Ross Dress for Less on Sepulveda. So he's right in between Sepulveda Boulevard and the 10 freeway off ramp of National Boulevard. It looks like he's in a center or something, according to this. I'm just not sure. Yeah, I mean, the closest thing is this little Mexican market and a Ross Dress for Less.
One more moment. I'm just looking on the map here.
Okay.
Do you know if he was going eastbound or westbound?
He should have been heading westbound.
Okay.
Yeah, let me just try to look. Yeah, it looks like he was. Oh, you know what? Actually, he's off. Huh. It actually looks like he might be off the 405.
Yes, sir. I was thinking the same thing, because if you see a Ross, it's more than likely he's on the 405 then.
Yeah, he's on the 405. So let me just see which way he was heading. So he should have been heading. He should have been heading northbound.
North, okay.
Yeah, because he was on his way to Northridge. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks like he was heading northbound on the 405. So he was on the 405 and National Boulevard.
Got it. Okay. One more moment. I'm just making note.
Okay.
Okay, and it is coming back to the Crash Champions in Fullerton, California on Orange Thorpe Avenue.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking, to go ahead and bring it, because it's really close to my shop, and then that way they could give it an assessment.
Yes, sir. So I do have all the information that is needed from you now. I will begin to look for a tow truck that can come out there. And as soon
okay.
as I get one, you would receive a text message with the name of the company, their phone number, and what time they would come.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, well, I thank you so much, and you have a great
thank
day.
You. Okay. And you think it'll be any idea how long it'll take to get back to me? Just roughly.
Mm-hmm. I can give you a call back in 15 to 20 minutes with an update of the service.
Okay. Sounds good. Then let me know.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.